You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And thank you for listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy days to us all. You can be a part of this fine production. 855-752-4842. It's Thursday, so we've got Earl Ingram Jr. in studio, host of the Earl Ingram Show, 8 to 10 a.m. at WAUK here on the Civic Media Network. Earl, welcome back, man. Good to see you.
Broadcasting around the world.
Yeah, baby. That's... Don't be nervous. You'll be fine. You'll do great, man.
Hey, man, it's always great to be a part of the Dominic Salvia Show, man. So thanks as always.
Yeah, thank you. Aaron, working hard in Madison on the board today. Thank you, sir. Big day today. Vice President Kamala Harris coming to Ripon, Wisconsin. We are going to bring you special Civic Media News coverage of the Wisconsin Designs 2024. It's all about Wisconsin, Earl. We expect that we'll start that coverage around 5 o'clock. So in the next hour, and we will bring the speech live, coming to Wisconsin, coming to Ripon. Speaking at Ripon College, home, the birthplace of the Republican Party. We'll get there at 5 o'clock, and we do have some updates. Earl, I want to get your take on the unsealed Jack Smith filing in his January 6th case. Judge Chutkan released that yesterday. There has been some more news on that. We'll go there as well. But I got to tell you, man, left the show here last night, went down to Brady Street, went down to the Roman Coin and had some drinks with some friends watching the Brewer game, man. And they pulled it off, man. My heart was racing. And I'm not a huge baseball fan, but how do you not love the home team making a comeback like this, tying it up here with a chance to go on tonight?
You know, man, the Brewers, if nothing else, they're entertaining.
Yes, they certainly are.
And hey, is that's an oxymoron? Baseball and entertaining. Hey, you know, come on, man. Baseball sometimes is like watching paint dry.
I think it's gotten a lot better. They got the clock on the pitcher now. They keep the game moving. You know, it's been a lot of fun. And you know, Earl, for my sanity, you know, we do the political thing. I'm digesting this stuff all day long. And sometimes at the end, you just got to shut off the computer. I can't do it anymore. I'm up to here. So I'm going to just watch some sports and have some fun. And that kid, Jackson Chourio, 20 years old, 2 runs yesterday, hopefully a rising superstar. But how much fun was that?
Well, you know, man, I clearly am going to be watching the Brewers when I leave here. Man, the excitement. I mean, you know, the excitement. They were not projected to be anywhere in the fray. They got rid of their top pitcher. The second best pitcher they had didn't play all year. He's out. They made some trades. Got a young team.
The manager went to the Cubs.
Yeah, man.
How's that going for you, Cubs?
And then, you know, listen, man. So Brady Street must have been live. Roman Coin must have been crazy as they were watching the game.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. And you know, when they pull up, you can hear the crowd, or, you know, the neighborhoods, because everyone's watching the game, man.
Right.
You couldn't get away from it. So congratulations to the Brewers. Not there yet. They got to have a big game today to continue on in the playoff
run. But at least they're there.
They're there. We got a chance, baby. Oh, yeah. We got a chance. All right. VP Harris in Ripon, birthplace of the Republican Party. You remember that grand old party? Remember the good old days, Earl?
Of the grand old party,
the good old days. Republican Party, yes.
And, you know, man, I have to say that up is down, down is up, left is right, right is left. And when I'm pulling for Dick Cheney, hey man, how soon we've forgotten about Dick Cheney and George Bush Jr., and now they're our allies. I mean, left is right, right is left,
a
up
coalition,
is down is up.
A coalition like none other with Darth Vader, Dick Cheney, Liason to war, Dick Cheney. And like Senator Bernie Sanders. You know, I mean, come on, you can't get more ideologically different, I think, than those two cats. And they're united in their concern for democracy, man, for the continuation of the union, because they believe Donald Trump poses a significant threat.
You know, you put it in the right context. There are people who still don't believe that democracy as we know it is what's on the ballot. Those who still believe in Donald Trump and think that Donald Trump is their man, I don't think Dominic can comprehend the magnitude of the danger that he presents to this nation and basically to the world. To have a guy like that who, number one, is ignorant. I don't think he knows anything at all. I don't think he's ever read the Constitution. Do you think he's read the Constitution?
I mean, I very much doubt it. I know. I mean, just because I'm not clear the man reads anything.
I know he doesn't.
He knows everything. What would be the point of reading anything?
Yeah, but how can you know without having read something?
Well, because you're born that way, baby. Come on, man. I'm Donald J. Trump. I alone can fix it.
Yeah.
I mean, when you have that mentality, what's the curiosity? There's no more curiosity. All that is to be known is known by you. That's it. You're there. And that kind of mentality is certainly dangerous.
I've heard him say, I know everything.
Yeah.
And so any person who thinks and says, I know everything, a guy like Albert Einstein would never say, I know everything. Right. But here's a guy who says he knows everything, and yet people don't see that as an issue. I think I'm worried. To be quite honest with you, until this ends, I'm terrified, man, that this guy could win.
He certainly could. Now,
I know.
I'd rather be, you know, if you look at the trend lines and the polling and the money raising, all those kinds of things, certainly the momentum is with the Harris campaign. I don't think there's any question about that. Now, can it continue on the trend line? You know, we got, 32, 33 days left, Earl. I hope so. I certainly hope so. But I had some conversations with some libertarian-leaning friends of mine recently. He's like, I get the philosophical. I'm going to vote for the person I want to vote for, not against. I'm like, well, what if the guy you're going to vote against wouldn't allow you to vote anymore? I mean, do you take that tack? Do you go to the end? Like, what is the worst possible thing that could happen with this candidate? Is that enough to justify you not voting for a Republican or not voting for that third party? And coming around to the Harris campaign so we can live another day to fight politically about the issues. Because if we don't have a democracy, what are we even doing?
Dominic, the rationale from people who I thought had intellect. Well, you know, Kamala hasn't said anything. and so I really don't think she's very smart. I mean, I'm not talking about your average. I'm talking about people who should know better.
Maybe they do know better, and well, they're just saying it, Earl. You know, because that's the thing. They got to sell it because they're willing to deny their own intellect. They're willing to deny their own morals and their oath to the Constitution for a taste of that sweet, sweet powder.
What powder is that?
The power, baby.
Oh, the power. Okay. I thought you said powder.
Yeah, it's kind of the same. I mean, if they could chop it up and store it, they would, man. I mean, that's what they're willing to give it all up, or all up. For some of that power, and that is, and what? They know better. They know the risk.
They aren't going to get any of the power. The power is his alone. He's not sharing the power.
Oh, he might give you a little bit here. He'll give you a little bit there. A little gummer, a little taste for the folks. The first one's free. I mean, that seems it's like they're addicts to the power, man. I don't know how else to describe it. I think that is very apt. And you see, folks that should definitely know better now. Liz Cheney, she is in ripping today. She's going to be Liz Cheney. Remember Darth Vader Dick was just talking about his daughter. You know, she used to be pretty bigwig in the Republican Party. Liz Cheney is going to be with Kamala Harris in ripping today.
You know, the reality of where we are is, you know, these people, Liz Cheney, Dick Cheney, Charlie Sykes,
Adam Kinzinger, Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan.
Man, that tells you something. But the worst part about it is those people aren't the ones who are going to vote for him. It's the average, everyday Joe. It's the blue-collar worker. It's people who somehow think that this man is going to do their bidding for them. He's so far removed from them, Dominic. And he said already, I've heard him say, all I want is your vote.
All I want is your vote.
Have you heard him say that?
Absolutely.
Okay, so what does that tell you?
All he wants is your vote.
Yeah, no.
And kick you to the curb. Thank you very much. I'm going to get in and only I can fix it. It's going to be great. I mean, this is, he's, I like to say he's consistent, but he's not. And he was, we have some sound of Trump today. He's in Michigan. And we heard during the debate when he was with Harris, he was challenged on, well, we heard you said you lost by a whisker. You know, first, if you go back and in Jack Smith's filing, he recounts even on election night. Frankly, we did win this election. Remember, go out there and admit you won it, say you won it, regardless if you didn't win it. That kind of mentality. That's part of the falsehood, part of the conspiracy in some of these charges to overturn the election. Well, of course, he's kind of bantered back and forth, bounced back and forth on that. Yeah, we lost by a whisker. He was asked about it in the debate. I was being sarcastic.
Yeah.
And then he said again the other day, lost by a whisker. And today I was listening to the speech in Michigan. He said, we won.
I know.
We won. We won. He said, we won. I'm thinking to myself, number one, you didn't win, and you've bounced back and forth between whether you did or didn't. And if this were Joe Biden, people would be all up in arms about his mental acuity. Can he last? Can he do the job, Earl? And here's Donald Trump bouncing around about whether or not he lost. Corey Lewandowski couldn't say, one of his political advisors, couldn't say he lost. And even today, Vance said he won in 2020.
So Dominic, help me understand this.
Okay, man.
That's 4 years ago, and they're still saying that they won.
Yeah.
We're up on now a new election. If they haven't been able to let that go, what do you think the outcome is going to be if they lose in 2024? 4 years ago, they're still talking about that. The inherent dangers that go along with this man and you know, his way of thinking.
If they can't answer a very specific question and they can't honor the count, I mean, you know, one of the charges against Donald Trump, a count for conspiracy against rights, that's to deny you your right, man, our right, my right to vote, to have my vote counted. That's one of the charges against them. And they continue to hold that today, albeit certainly they kind of bounce around a little bit. But Donald Trump said it today. He said it today. He said, we won, we won. No, you certainly did not win. But you are all winners listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Earl Ingram Jr. in studio with me. Aaron's on the board. We're going to take some special coverage tonight. Vice President Kamala Harris in Ripon at Ripon College. She'll be speaking around 5 o'clock. We'll have special coverage there. In the meantime, call us 855-752-4842. Back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Had to get the phones all hooked up here. Thank you for all of your help, Evan. All right, Calvin, let's get to the lines. And once again, 855-75-CIVIC. Jack from the Mac, you are up. Welcome, Jack. What are your thoughts today?
Well, thanks for taking my call. First thing I want to say is I heard an interview with a Trump supporter not too long ago, and he basically was asked, you know, if you want to live under a dictatorship? And he said, if I wanted to live in a democracy, I wouldn't be voting for Trump. These people they're so brainwashed by this guy that they have no idea. He was also complaining about the economy, which is moving along pretty well, but maybe not for him. That's a possibility. Yeah. But he does not understand that there is no authoritarian government in the world, except possibly China. It's got tens of millions of it, what are essentially slave laborers, but there's no other successful authoritarian economy in the world that I've ever heard of. I mean, these people are just, they're brainwashed is the only thing I can think of.
Thanks for the call, Jack. I mean, brainwashing is, we call it a cult, and, you know, we joke about that to some degree, Jack. I don't know what it is. And as we were prepping for the show today, Earl, we were talking about the New Yorker piece. You talk about blue collar workers and what is the attraction? And I'm wondering, you know, is it the sense of abandonment? Not that, and certainly we talk here in the state of Wisconsin that the Democratic Party has to, and they have, especially in this cycle, gone out, made a point to, you know, always be in the places. Don't give up, you know, the northern counties, and just assume they're all red. Go after every single vote. Because when you talk about some of the basic things in life, clean water, you know, good school, everybody wants those kinds of things. There are, and when you push policies that maybe are contrary to what is in one's self-interest, and Republicans are pushing policies that maybe blue-collar workers, it won't be beneficial for them. You know, I don't, the Republican Party has been known as the corporate party for quite some time. Now they're trying to get this populist mantle back, and some folks are buying it, but I'm not convinced that there's any policy of Donald Trump that's going to help blue-collar workers.
Well, clearly he hasn't, if there is one, he's cultivating it. He's in the process.
No, yeah. We got a concept of a plan. Yes. I mean, the answer is tax cuts, right? Yeah. Everything's about taxes. Tax cuts for everybody. And oh yeah, we're gonna throw all the immigrants out. We don't, you know, the nation of immigrants no longer wants any immigrants if you're Donald Trump, because, you know, he's here and, you know, he's good to go. So we don't need any more immigrants, according to Donald Trump.
You know, man, I don't know if I knew why people vote against their own best interests, I'd be a wealthy man. You know, I just have never been able to understand that.
855-752-4842. As mentioned, Republican presidential nominee Trump is in a campaign rally in Michigan today. He said that regarding the 2020 election, we won, we did win. It was a rigged election. It was rigged. He said it a couple of times. I heard it. He's again today saying it, they won and it was rigged. And here's another quote. That's why I'm doing this again. If I thought I lost, I wouldn't be doing this again. 855-75-CIVIC. You know, if that were my candidate, I would be very concerned. I would be concerned. He's not my candidate. I'm concerned that, you know, he might be the president someday once again. Cindy from Appleton, you're next. Welcome, Cindy. What do you got?
Well, I know Earl's worried. I'm very worried, too. And then what worries me even more so is if we get the criminal back as a president, God help us. Just think what would happen if somebody actually physically and takes him out, although I think a lot of these things were staged. But if somebody actually takes Trump out or he dies in office, we're going to get stuck with that moron Vance, which to me is even scarier.
Well, certainly we hope none of that happens. That's why we have, you know, peaceful transfers of power and elections to count. If there's something were to befall, if Donald Trump did get elected and he dies in office and Vance is the next guy, I'm not sure he has what the MAGAs want. You know, he when we looked at some of the polling, he's the worst, man. Of the Marquette polling from yesterday, Earl, Walz was the only one in positive territory. J.D. Vance was the least popular of the presidential and vice presidential candidates. Now he was very articulate in his lies. I mean, they flow like water, baby. It was so smooth. But if you read it versus you watched it, I think we had a caller yesterday said they read the read the transcripts, came across a whole lot different than when you see it. I think that the one of the quotes I saw from the New York Times yesterday, that if it was, he's going to win this election by selling asbestos, he'd do it with a smile and he'd do it with ease.
Well, you know, how many people are really, you know, geared into an Ivy League kind of stuffed shirt guy?
Yeah.
That's who he is, man. Right? And well, he's so smart. J.D. Vance is really, really smart. Yeah, he is. But sometimes with that brilliance comes some underhandedness,
yeah,
right?
A little smarmy about it too, and he lies straight up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, millions and millions of what, dude? I mean, it was just Donald Trump. He tried to say he saved the ACA. Wait, what? Are you living in the same world? The guy. The only reason it was saved because what was it? McCain gave him the thumbs down. It wasn't Donald Trump. He tried to kill it. That was the point. So for, you know, but Vance, he said it like that. He said it with a smile. He said it with grace. He said it with ease. He was so smooth. He talked to the moderators, Earl, and let me tell you something. You know, he was just, but it was all BS. And as I noted, Earl, because it was even Walls, he got caught up on the whole China thing, right? When were you in Tiananmen Square hit, right? And he got all nervous. You know, he got the tick. He kind of got wide-eyed, like, oh man. he could tell when he was uncomfortable with that conversation and with his lie or misstatements.
Yeah.
But no such reaction from J.D. Vance, man. He was good, man. He said those lies looking right in your eyes and without hesitation. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. Come back with some of your calls, 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram joining me in studio. We're going to talk next about Tina Clark. She got 9 years for election issues. What's Trump going to get?
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram Jr. joining me in studio. You can check his show out on WAUK 8 to 10 a.m. Mondays through Fridays. Always a pleasure to have Earl hanging out with us. I threw this one out there before the break, and we get there because there's more to it. CNBC reporting, Tina Peters, a former Colorado Republican county clerk who espoused the false conspiracy theory that former President Donald Trump lost the 2020 election due to ballot fraud, was sentenced Thursday to 9 years in prison for crimes relating to a breach of her county's voting system. She got 9 years. 9 years for breaking into a voting system? And Donald Trump tried to overthrow the entirety of the election? And they were still waiting for trial on that. Let me just a little more here. Here's State District Court Judge Matthew Barrett told Peters, "You're no hero. You're a charlatan who used and is still using your prior position in office to peddle a snake oil that's proven to be junk time and time again. Your lies are well documented, and these convictions are serious. I'm convinced you'll do it all over again if you could," Barrett told the 68-year-old former Mesa County clerk.
68.
Who was accused of using another person's security badge to allow someone else to gain access to her county's election system. Now, this is what got me. You're a charlatan who used and is still using your prior position in office to peddle a snake oil that's been proven to be junk time and time again. Your lies are well documented. Now, he's saying that to Tina Peters, but he may as well be talking to Donald Trump. And we have some of that. Thank you, Aaron. Let's play a little bit of here. Let's go to... let's see, Donald Trump, we won cut number 12.
Last election, we did great in 2016. A lot of people don't know, we did much better in 2020. We won, we did win. It was a rigged election. You have to tell Kamala Harris, that's why I'm doing it again. If I thought I lost, I wouldn't be doing this again. You know where I'd be right now? On the beaches of Monte Carlo, maybe, or someplace.
You're a charlatan who used and is still using your prior position in office to peddle a snake oil that's been proven to be junk time and time again. That judge's words to Tina Peters could apply to Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and Corey Lewandowski and the rest of these megas who continue to peddle that snake oil.
Let me ask you, Dominic, when you look at all of the people who he flummoxed into following him who are in prison, that woman is 68 years old, man. She's got 9 years. And she did it because of Donald Trump. That would be, that woman would know. Now, there's no way that woman would ever do something to break the law. 68 years old. But she was flummoxed into doing that. And now, what do you think, Donald Trump? You think he gives a second thought to her life being ruined? She allowed herself, like many others, like many of those on January 6th, to allow him to get into their spirits and their psyches and who they are. And they had no defense mechanisms for his charm. Well, that's what they say, man. What else is it? What else is it?
His charm. that's so gross.
I know.
It's they're grown ass adults, Earl. You know what I'm saying? 68 years old. I mean, that's what's really flummoxing to me is that these are intelligent, presumably. They work. I mean, you know, she working in,
career,
in these
yeah,
right working in these right. jobs. You know, I mean, this is not something that people had no idea they could have done. They should have had some critical thinking skills and looked at this in more. Maybe they were just being told what they wanted to hear. And if that's your motivation, well, they told me that. So I'm assuming Donald Trump told me the election was stolen. So I had to go, you know, get on the case and crack the case myself and use a security badge, let somebody else access voting systems. You're not going to crack the case. And Donald Trump's been lying to you the whole time. And as a grown adult, if you are not capable or are not willing, which I think is more the case, certainly capable, but not willing to think about this in real terms and look at the history of what Donald Trump has said and look at the filings of the court cases and look at how he was already in the winter before the election laying the groundwork for it's going to be a rigged election. And because, of course, during the pandemic, lots of folks wanted absentee ballots because they didn't want to go sit in line to cast their vote. A lot of folks grabbed those absentee ballots. A lot of folks used drop boxes so they didn't have to get exposed to COVID. You know what I'm saying? Remember Assembly Speaker Robin Voss? He was all decked out in his PPE ear gear. He's like, yeah, it's totally safe to come down to vote. It's like, what, dude? That was the environment in which we were in. And the people weren't voting that way because they wanted to, you know, vote illegally. They were voting that way because they didn't want to get sick and die.
So the MyPillow guy is a prime example. He had a $200 million business. Dominic, he's broke. So he gave all of that up for what? To be next to Donald Trump? If he had it to do all over, I mean, he's still talking crazy. He's still, I know, man. He lost all of that.
Yeah.
And yet he's still supporting Trump. So, you know, PJ said, you know, Trump brainwashed the people. But, you know, I can understand somebody of eloquence, Dominic, brainwashing people, right? Somebody really bright. But yeah. If Donald Trump is able to brainwash you, we've got to question whether or not you even had a brain. Right.
And that's what I'm saying. In normal cases, I mean, the guy like Lindell, you know, made lots of money. Doesn't mean he's smart necessarily,
right.
But he was successful, you know, and so presumably he had some wherewithal to use of his own psyche to make that success happen. Right. But then he just give it all away. I think that is the wake of disaster that follows Donald Trump. I mean, who has been around Donald Trump? Can you think of in his political circles or in his business circles or, you know, in any of his golf courses, you know, break the businesses down and have come out better at the end of it?
Well, very
besides
few.
Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump usually ends up okay. But everybody else gets the shaft.
Well, very few, man. His family was left there, and all the other people have fallen by the wayside, historically.
Yeah. 855-752-4842. Matt from Middleton, you are next. Welcome, Matt. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to ask you, because I've talked to a couple of Trump people, and there always seems to be this, like, anger and angst against the system, whatever it is. And working hard, not having much to show for it, and this extreme pessimism.
Yeah.
Where they say all politicians lie, they're all the same, which clearly is not true. So once we get past Trump and he's gone, do you think it's possible to like try to repair some of that, or do you think people just inherently are going to feel that way, regardless of the evidence? You know.
I mean, you know, I think, man, a lot of folks look at these issues through their own personal lens. You know, because when we talk about, oh, the economy was this versus that, you know, those are, you know, macroeconomic numbers, and you can look at GDP and interest rates and CPI and unemployment rates and breakdown and look at a statistical analysis. What was it then? What is it now? And how do you gauge that? And everyone, you know, looks at that through their own personal perspectives, I think. And as far as, and I think a lot of folks are inherently suspicious of the quote unquote system, in part because they're not engaged in it. And engaging in self-governance, you know, the we the people, this is not some, you know, deep state thing. This is literally us, we the people. And voting is obviously a big part of that. But engagement is not just going to a Donald Trump rally like it's a monster truck rally or an all-star wrestling competition and being entertained with the vitriol and the insults and the lies. I mean, that's a thing, but that's not necessarily engaging. And I think guys like Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are doing such a huge disservice to all those folks who are questioning our self-governance. Because when you question government, you're questioning ourselves, we the people. And if you have those concerns, yes, certainly get involved. But do more than just listen and believe what a guy like Donald Trump says. You know, look at their track record. Look at the people they hang out with. You know, how do you judge anybody? Donald Trump would not be able to get away with this in a bar, in a restaurant, you know, in a normal work setting. Donald Trump would not be around. If he was not rich, Donald Trump would not be in this circumstance. He gets a pass because he's rich, and he uses that money to further his lies. I mean, how many hundreds of millions of dollars has he spent on his legal fees? No, he hasn't spent it necessarily.
Other people.
His other people. OPM, man. You know, he's totally fine with that. So I get the pessimism, but I'm a pessimistic guy. You know, I mean, I voted third party before. I voted all over the place. But what I've come to realize in my own personal opinion, because we take these personally, is that the answer then, the solution to that is engagement. And it's also being recognizing what the reality is. And if you think, you know, billionaires are going to be helping working folks, no. I don't buy it. I don't think there's any malevolent billionaires out there. That's why they're billionaires. If they were, they wouldn't hoard the billions. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but that aside, what are the policies? I mean, the Affordable Care Act. Donald Trump tried to kill the Affordable Care Act. Although Vance said, oh, he saved it. Well, that wasn't the case. Pre-existing condition. Donald Trump, well, if you get rid of the ACA, you get rid of pre-existing condition coverage. Well, Vance said during the debate, no, well, of course, we'll have pre-existing conditions, you know, exceptions for pre-existing conditions. Based on what? You know, they just say it, but it's not the case. And if that's the case, then a lot of folks are going to get kicked off, and you have to go to those high-risk pools. It's going to cost you more. The tariffs raise prices for consumers. They're not paid for by China. They're paid for by the business, and they're paid for by you if you buy those products because they're more expensive. And you can go up and down the list. The whole immigration thing is really where I think he has the strength, quote unquote, because he's good at pitting the people against each other. And that's exactly what that is. Like back in the day, it was the poor white person versus, you know, the poor black person. Well, at least you're not the poor black person. And that this continues to this day. You hear Donald Trump today, Earl, talking in Michigan about Ohio again, about the immigrants. He's talking about taking away their temporary protected status. Just because
it's all he has.
It's all he has.
And so, you know, it's a great point that he brought up. What happens? At some point in time, the election is going to end, and the damage that has been done to this nation, Dominic, is akin to a war. How are the American people ever going to be able to come back? Fellow countrymen, right now, hate one another. Hate. Why? One guy has been able to turn the American people into hating each other, predicated on whether or not you believe in Donald Trump or you want Kamala Harris. And as crazy as that sounds, we're there. How do you fix it? He's right. How do you fix it?
I think it's got to be engagement. It's got to be engagement. And if you look at the policies, at least that we've talked about with Harris, you're talking about you're putting money in people's pockets for their kids, for a downstroke on a house, if you're a first-generational home buyer.
Yeah.
Those kinds of things, that's real money. That's real impact. And that can help. And we need more of those kinds of policies and less of the corporate giveaways and the billionaire giveaways. And I just think I don't think it's that difficult. If you're going to vote for an ideology, aren't you going to vote for the thing that's going to help you? Aren't you going to be self-interested in that vote? Now, you're going to have some folks that maybe are the racist and don't want anybody else coming to this country. You're going to have some folks that are just, you know, dead set against abortion in all circumstances and all cases. But as a general rule, I think those that are just starting to or have that the concern about our self-governance is engagement. Get them in. Come into the crew. Come be a part of this. And let's work towards solutions that actually solve the problems that you're very concerned about, and perhaps rightfully so. But that guy, he's got a concept of a plan to help you as he picks your pocket. 855-752-4842. Welcome back to the Dom Salia Show, 855-752-4842. Kamala Harris will be speaking, the vice president, speaking in Ripon, Wisconsin, at the Ripon College, established in 1851. She'll be speaking. We're going to bring you special coverage, civic media coverage, of the vice president's another appearance here in Wisconsin at the top of the hour. In the meantime, 855-752-4842. We have some callers, but callers, please be patient. I want to throw out a couple of things. Overnight, of course, lots of different outlets, news outlets, breaking down the Jack Smith unsealed document. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but there are some other ones I just want to highlight here briefly, if I may. As Politico writes out, one of the issues that was brought up was Trump disregarding the results. According to the prosecutors, at one point, during Trump's bid to overturn the results, a Trump White House aide overheard Trump tell his daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared Kushner, quote, "Doesn't matter if you won or lost the election, you still have to fight like hell." Apparently that comment was made on the Marine One. Inventing statistics, prosecutors said they would prove at trial that Trump and his allies often made up statistics about voter fraud from whole cloth. For example, Trump and his allies alleged that 36,000 non-citizens had cast ballots in Arizona, changing the figure to a few hundred thousand 5 days later, eventually revising back to a bare minimum 40 or 50,000, then to 32,000, then back up to the original number of 36,000. They're just saying stuff, man. And because they're held in regard, because of his position as an elected president, he's the president, Rudy Giuliani, America's mayor. And people bought it up because they said it without evidence. And there's broken promises of evidence. Just one more here, Earl. 1 week after the election in 2020, Trump told then-Governor Doug Ducey, Republican from Arizona, that he was packaging up the fraud evidence to share with him. But Trump never provided it. Ducey told Trump that Arizona was all but lost, comparing it to being the ninth inning, two outs, and the defendant was several runs down. So the lying and making up of the statistics of whatever, you know, people voting or non-citizens voting, the promising to even his own Republicans, right? He didn't reach out to Democratic governors or Democratic, you know, state houses. He reached out to the swing state Republicans, and that's who he specifically targeted. And we got, well, what did Rudy say? Well, we don't have the evidence. We have a theory, but we don't have any evidence. Well, that's not anything. You're just making stuff up.
You know, man, I saw Donald Trump. He was in Georgia after the hurricane. And they asked him about whether or not Joe Biden had, he said Joe Biden hadn't talked to the governor.
And so
the governor said, yeah, well, we've been talking to him. So they came back and the cameras are running. And they said, well, you know, Trump, the governor of Georgia said he's been in contact with, you know, President Biden. And Donald Trump turned around and he completely turned around and he says, well, I don't believe it. I don't. He can't. He just, there's something in him that won't allow, you know, rational thinking or truth. If he in his mind says it didn't happen, Dominic, that's enough.
But what about people sensing, you know, the BS meter? But what about credibility? I mean, at some point, don't you lose credibility? At some point, doesn't Rudy Giuliani lose credibility? Absolutely.
Yeah,
he
lost,
you know what
he
I'm
lost
saying?
It
like,
all.
Lots of folks, Eastman, you know, go up and down the line of these folks and what they're saying. How is it that Donald Trump is the only one that somehow retains his credibility with the MAGAs? I mean, the guy, how do you tell Earl I won, Earl I lost? Well, damn, Dom, which one is it? You know what I'm saying? Are you kidding me? 855-752-4842. Joe from Madison, Europe. Welcome, Joe. What do you got?
I was interested earlier. You were talking about the fact of the hate that Trump seems to have engendered between people in this country. And it got me thinking, I know that our country, imperfect, highly, highly imperfect, and many times we've been on thin ice, and certainly there are plenty of examples of hate turned up to an incredible degree when you consider the awfulness during the civil rights times and the times that were leading up to that, where we had
sure.
you know, decades of lynching, all of that, a civil war, all of that. But it seemed like the arc was going toward more and more people being accepted and able to vote and able to participate and able to move through the legislative process. And I think what for me, and I'd be curious what you guys think about this, we've got this awful man that has engendered this stuff, but we also have that awful ruling by the Supreme Court wherein the president, if he gets back in, he can order anything. If it's official business, he could say Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Mr. Biden, Kamala Harris and her husband, all of them disappeared. I mean, there as official acts, the brakes are gone. It seems like we're really in an unusual position. And it's certainly in the past, we've had times that are egregiously wrong, like the internment of the Japanese during World War II, that sort of thing. But this, it seems, we had been trending in a direction in which those acts were left behind. They were part of a terrible past. And now it seems like the brew has come up again and that we are in a circumstance where it's beyond just Trump. It is what the Supreme Court has said he can now do under official acts that just scares the bejeebers out of me.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Thanks for the call, Joe. Earl, it's like the past is present, man.
Man, she is so on point with what she is saying, and I wish just that other people could hear her and feel her.
Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show, special coverage. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Ripon today. She will be speaking alongside the Cheney. Liz Cheney, are you kidding me? This coalition. Hey, Earl, I know you're going to take off. Appreciate you joining me. As always, look forward to doing it again with you sometime next week.
Absolutely.
All right, folks, special coverage of Vice President Kamala Harris coming up next.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.